Welcome to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Good afternoon, where I am, or good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm Cynthia Rose. I'm so happy that you're joining me. I just wanted to mention that if you want to connect with me, you can find me under Cynthia Rose Medium on the usual places, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube. And I'm so happy today we have a very special show for you. Many of you have heard me speak about my love for music and my music part and the power of music and meditation, both of those so important. And today we have Yuval Ron and Lucinda Clare who will be joining us. Yuval Ron is an award-winning composer. He's a world music artist. He's worked in film scores, but today he's talking with us and sharing with us and Lucinda about a beautiful meditation CD that is about to be released. And I think if you're in the LA area, there's even a party for that. But I think I have them on the line. Are you there?
Yes.
Yes, yes, we are. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Cynthia. Good to be with you.
Yes, I'm so excited you're here. Yes. So
thank you. Thank you for having us. And
I'm thrilled. I think meditation is so important. Music is so important. So great to have you. Sarah, I wanted to, so today we're going to talk a little bit about your new album, but I think maybe we want to start and talk a little bit about the two of you and your journey and anything you want to share about coming to this. Just anything, where do you want to start with?
How we met.
Well,
how we got to work in the chakras.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Well, we met in a very, yes, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't say how you,
Cynthia,
you don't
can
have
you hear
to
me?
Say how you met. I didn't say how you met, so we're having a bit of a hearing problem, I think. Can you hear me?
Ah, okay. So we will not talk about how we met. we'll talk about how we made this this album. I was teaching a series of workshops called Mystic Boot Camp, and I've been a meditator and an actor, a little bit like you, sort of many hats, author, etc., actress for many years. And my personal love was always meditation. And I was guiding people through these meditations in the Mystic Boot Camp, the workshop, workshops that I've taught for the last 10 years in Hollywood. And I kept thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if there was music as well as, you know, my voice leading them? And I listened, and I don't want to be rude about other things, but I couldn't find anything that I wanted to sort of put behind my voice, and I didn't feel, I just wasn't feeling it. And I had that intuition to just call up my friend Yuval and say, look, how about we make an album about the chakras? And I'm going to hand it to him. He's going to tell you his response and what happened.
Well, I was inspired immediately because the seven chakras are so intricate. They involve colors and energies and feelings, and it goes all the way back to ancient India. And I, for me as a composer, it's immediately inspiring because you have colors, you have feelings. I wanted to compose music for that right away. And then I contacted the record company, Metta Mindfulness Music, who I worked with for a long time, producing healing sounds. And Dr. Richard Gold of Metta Mindfulness Music was very generous in opening the door for us. And he became the third collaborator, really being an executive producer and sitting in with the sessions and having input. And it was wonderful to have him. And then we went on to do research. I had to do a lot of research, although I've been a yogi for 20 years now, and I've written a paper about comparing the chakras and the tree, the Kabbalistic tree of life, back when I was in college many years ago. So I've researched the chakras, but I wanted to really research in India and find what the Indian master musicians would choose based on the ancient documents and the writings. What kind of musical tones, what kind of musical modes, what kind of instruments would be used for each of the chakras? And that took almost 2 years of research. And so the music is new, but it's based on the ancient teaching of Mother India.
I love that you did all that research. That's fantastic. I think it's so important because
You know, one of the masters in India, who's the one of the leading music therapists in India, he has a school for music therapy based on the Indian ancient traditions. And he told me, many of my students, I have students in the Western side of the world, and I have students all over the world, and they're all doing chakras recordings, and I really don't like it. He told me about his students. And he didn't want to give me any information. He said, no, it's everybody's doing it, and they're all doing it wrong, and I don't want to be involved with any project of the chakras with new music composed in Los Angeles, So I had to stand to that reputation, and I convinced him finally that I really want to create from authentic source. I don't want to invent the wheel. I want to work with Indian musical skills and with Indian instruments. And I convinced him after a long conversations, and I met him in person in India, and finally he opened the door for me because I convinced him that our intention is honest. I mean, we want to do something that will create healing in the world. We want to help the world. We want to give a remedy, a medicine, and we want to do it based on the ancient teaching. So when I finally convinced him about those two, the intention, sure, and the fact that we want to respect, yeah, the ancient teaching, then finally when he felt that I'm honest, then he opened the door and he started sharing with me information.
And I went through a sort of like a parallel path. I've been studying with Swami Purna, who has a wonderful foundation called the Adhyatmic Foundation, and I went to Rishikesh, and he's an extraordinary Himalayan yogi and master. And I felt unbelievably privileged because he agreed to whisper the mantras of the different chakras, because I felt that, having spent quite a lot of time in his presence, and I could just feel when he whispered the mantras, it was different than when I whispered them, quite honestly. And so I just put my little iPhone up and we recorded them and captured them. And that felt like a tremendous blessing and honor. And I did also, this is just a personal feeling, but I very much felt that this project, unlike some projects where I've been in Hollywood for many years and my husband produces films and does documentaries, which goodness knows, they're sort of fictional documentaries. But I mean, it can be really, really hard work sometimes to get a creative project, to give birth to it. And this felt this just felt like Grace smiled and went, yeah, you know what, we want you to do this. And so we took those, you know, whispered mantras, and then Yuval cleverly weaved them into the music. So we were both in parallel doing a lot of work and gathering, and ultimately we had to use our intuition as well to just bring the whole thing together.
Yes.
Sure. So do you think, you know, I guess the question that comes up for me, you know, the chakras in some of the ancient traditions, is it not that, you know, you just like as in, you know, yogi or yoga path, there's certain things you do first before you do others. And I guess where I'm leading to is a lot of focus on everybody wants to have a big seventh chakra open, but what about all the other chakras? Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know very much where you're going with it, because in the Mystic Boot Camp, I would begin, especially people who might be attracted to taking Mystic Boot Camp, might be, you know, and I myself have been guilty of this in the past. I think for me, being a mother just like shot me straight into the root chakra, you know, and I had to come down to earth. Just a big fat yes to what you're saying. And even interestingly, we found in the studio when we were enjoying ourselves and, you know, with these amazing musicians all over the world, and we were in the height of our creativity, there was quite a struggle to do the route, wasn't there? I mean, we went through a little bit of a, because we had to be grounded. We had to go, okay, we're going to, you know, come in and do this. And I was also thinking, as you were talking, I was thinking of various different I trained as a Kundalini yoga teacher as well, and I was thinking of various different meditations, you know, that I've studied and so forth. And of course, if you don't do the root, then it's sort of meaningless, because we're here incarnated on this earth, aren't we? I mean,
yeah.
I myself long to have a wide open seventh chakra all the time. But meanwhile, I had to take my daughter to school and look after my dog and my husband and cook the meals. And yeah, so I love that. I love that you're shining light on that.
Yeah, I think it's really important, because there seems to be, it's almost like, I mean, it's okay. It's almost like it's what draws people in to maybe do that work, is the attraction of that. But then they find out, we've got to do all that. I mean, I've read about, and it was a Kundalini experience, somebody who walked around for 2 months thinking he was Jesus. And said that luckily he had friends that loved him, that fed him and clothed him. He was like, it was an imbalance. I love that the research is done and all that, that, you know, I love that you did that, the way you've put this together.
Yeah, I mean, and conversely, I also think what's true is, you know, we're speaking on your wonderful OM radio show, and clearly all of us have been spiritual practitioners of some kind, you know, for 20%. But for example, I mean, my parents, my parents' friends, a lot of people who I know in England, they are actually very happy on chakra 1, 2, and 3. And so for them, they really do want, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I do think that's true too. Do you know what I mean? That the world does want to be elevated as much as it wants to be grounded. This is why we obviously wanted to do all seven.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of listeners that are very much attracted to the third chakra, the solar. Many radio DJs in music programs are playing it all the time. I mean, in Europe and in the U.S., we're getting playlists, and the third chakra keeps showing. And we thought, oh, everybody going to go for the heart chakra. Oh, the heart chakra is just, oh, it's just expanding your heart, and it's so beautiful, and it's just melting, the heart chakra, the music, you know. And we thought, oh, everybody going to go and play that. But interestingly, there's interest in the warrior, in the sun, in the power of the wheel, the power of the third chakra.
I think also, and we that was probably the one that we worked the most.
Yes, it was the hardest.
Yes,
to crack.
So that was the hardest to crack, and we worked very intensely on it. But I think for me, when I was writing it too, I also do a fierce sort of Japanese Buddhist Nichiren practice, and I was very interested in and I'd love to hear your thoughts about this too, but I was very interested in how can we be spiritual and, if you want, spiritual activists, how can we help change through doing meditation? So it's not just let's withdraw and relax, it's how can we inspire ourselves to go out into the world and to do something that will help create a, I hate to say this, but a better world or a better atmosphere. And it is quite fire. It is quite fire-like, actually. I mean, isn't it? It's
very
quite
fiery.
The words and the music.
It's inspiring, yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And I think that's where we need that balance of, you know, deeper in, higher out, you know, like not reaching out, but it's like it's both. And that to me is like as above, so below. We have to do the groundwork. We have to do things on earth as we're tuning into those other energies. To me, it's sort of that perfect balance of, you know, as above, so below. We've got to do both.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And my lovely Indian spiritual teacher, Swamiji, would talk about creating Raj Ram, which I suppose in a Christian sense would be heaven on earth. But, you know, how do we do that? How do we do Raj Ram, heaven on earth, you know?
Well, it brings to mind the totality of the seven chakras. I think that, you know, if everybody would do 10 minutes a day, 7 days a week, 10 minutes each day, 1 through 7, you know, if you would choose whatever, if you start on Sunday, and let's say, and you start with the root chakra, and then Monday you do the second chakra, and every day you attune and evoke the energies of the chakras, I think that is one way of living a full life, of really, this is what we're talking about, above the heaven and the earth, because the chakras, those seven energies have it all, and it's a ladder that you grow up, you go up, and you experience everything in between.
It was like a recipe, isn't it? I mean, you put the cake in the bowl and the thing, and then in the thing, and then it rises, and then yum yum, you eat it, and then back to cracking. Exactly.
Yeah. So we kind of share the recipe with the audience. A little delay.
Go ahead, Cynthia.
There's kind of a strange delay. I think what we're going to do maybe is go for a break, and then after I'll have you set up and talk about one of the tracks here a little bit. That way you can set it up. But I think in just a second, there we go. You see, we're going to go for a break. And then when we come back, everyone get comfortable, get a glass of water, and then we're going to have a little introduction. And and Ron will set it, Yuval will set it up. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. See you in a minute.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras. a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, so we're back, and Yuval, or Lucinda, do you want to set up this, what we're going to be listening to, and then we'll have the producer put it on?
Yes. Do you know which chakra you got queued up?
Yeah, I think we're going to do the solar chakra.
Okay. So the solar chakra is a piece that is written for solo cello, and it's a powerful piece. It has intensity, and it corresponds to the intensity of the sun, the heat of the sun, the element of fire. And in the meditation that Lucinda narrates, she invoke the will to say the truth, to stand for the truth, to be a social activist, really, and to use the fire element in order to stand for the right and the true in life. So I hope the listeners would feel that energy coming from that beautiful solo cello that was performed by a great cellist from Los Angeles named Dennis Kalmazin.
Beautiful. Okay, so we're just... I just wanted more.
Yeah. The track is 10 minutes long, Cynthia, and we did receive emails from listeners around the world that said 10 minutes, it was too short. I wish the track was even longer than 10 minutes. but we committed to 10 minutes for each chakra. But perhaps it would be helpful for the listeners to hear a short segment from the corresponding track with Lucinda's meditation about the power of the will and fire and social activism and all that. If you'd like, perhaps a short segment could be played from the solar chakra on disc one, which has the meditations.
I'm sorry, we didn't get that queued up, so I don't know if they'll be able to do that. Let's see. Yeah, it's hard to do at this point. Sorry.
People can listen to it on the album and enjoy the guided meditations. The album has two discs. It's a double album. There's one disc that is available online as digital download, of course, which is all guided meditations and music. And then disc two is only the music. And it's interesting how people use it. Some people want to listen only to music first for about a week or two and then listen to the guided meditations, which we didn't expect. I expect that most people would listen for 2 weeks or more to the guided meditations, and once they really know the meditations by heart, they don't. They wouldn't want to hear the words and just listen to the music, and they would know the meditation. But different people using it in different ways. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I guess also, you know, if your mind if your mind's in a place where it needs the guided to slow down the thoughts, and then sometimes you can just go there with music. Just power of music is so incredible. So, do you know there was something about that player too, that, you know, there, do you know the album with Grieg, Edvard Grieg, with the bass, that starts out with the bass? I'm drawing a blank on the album right now.
Yeah.
But it's very powerful, and it's the same feeling for me as that. And I can't describe it, but it's a feeling that's very powerful. Yeah, and I have to say I felt it was like
music
ground.
Yeah,
it's very grounding, and even though it's the third chakra, I can feel the grounding and the expansion with that music. It's just beautiful. We've got some delay happening here.
Yes, we hear you. It seems that we hear you about 3 or 4 seconds after you speak.
Yeah. Are you on headphones?
No, we're not. We're very old-fashioned. We're just talking into a speakerphone, holding a phone. But, yeah, there is some delay.
That's why we have the delay. Okay. All right. Okay, so, wow. And just, I know you had a third partner in this, and was it Richard Gold or?
Yes, Dr. Richard Gold is the executive producer and is the president of the record company that put out this album, Meta Mindfulness Music, Meta with double T.
Okay, all right. Now I understand that. Okay. I just have a question now. What, with all your research and it came, what made you think of cello, or how did the idea of cello come to you? That's an interesting thing listeners might like to know.
Yeah. Yes. The recommendation from the masters in India was to use a string instrument, a viola, a cello, a violin, or the kind of instruments they use in India. There's a violin called sarangi, and the cello resonates in the lower, below the navel. If you listen to the cello and you put your hand in different places around the body, you wouldn't feel a lot of resonance in the skull or in the chest, but you would feel a lot of resonance, especially when the cello plays on the mid range and the low range. You feel a lot of resonance below the navel, and that's we wanted to activate that area for the third chakra. So we chose the cello, and the cello can, there's a friction of the bow, you know, when the bow strike the strings, there's a certain friction, and when the cello plays with emotion, the cellists play with emotions and intensity, there's that friction of the bow against the strings that creates an element of fire because of the friction. And again, the element of fire is what we associate with the solar chakra. It's not as elegant as plucked string, for example. You know, when you pluck a classical guitar, when you pluck with your fingers, you wouldn't have that element of the cello bow fraction effect against the cello string. So it's really every instrument and every sound, every frequency has a different impact on our body and on our mind.
Absolutely. And I just love that you're matching that with, because, yeah, sometimes there might be an instrument that moves us. Like, I hear what you were saying about Lucinda, about listening to a meditation, it didn't quite fit, that you needed something else. Mm. And do you know, I think that's also, maybe that's just a divine will coming through you to say you need to do this too.
God willing, you're right. Yeah. I think what was also very remarkable about working with Yuval and Dr. Gold is how innovative they were prepared to be. I mean, I was telling somebody that the fifth chakra, we used a trumpet, and they were like, really, a trumpet for meditation? Yeah. You're like, yes, but trust me, it does actually work. And we would sit in the room, and Yuval would say, okay, let's do violin, viola, cello, let's all put our hands on it. Where do we feel it? So it was a very sort of all five
tactile.
Senses were involved in the making of the album.
Yeah.
Mm. I just find that fascinating. You know, the thing that's interesting, though, like when we just do this sort of comparison to people using crystal bowls and a particular one is for a certain chakra, do you know, the interesting thing about that is that they don't necessarily match up for me. So it made me wonder that if certain people would feel certain things, like, you know, I could see if someone says, okay, that's supposed to be grounding and I'm feeling it in my sixth or seventh chakra, I'd think, well, what does that mean? Do you know? So I was curious about that.
Sure. I mean, to me, that means it's not true that one size fits all. and I think, you know, especially in this climate, people are, you know, trying to say, believe this and only this, or buy this religion, or if you don't believe like this, then that's just my personal, you know, bugbear. Of course, I believe in discipline and having a spiritual practice and commitment. But I think, yeah, I agree with you that people are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and isn't it ultimately for us to know our truth? So if we're listening to everybody else all the time, that might be a way to get us in and find our way. But then again, we have to know, in the end, we have to know what we believe, what we think, what we feel to act, or we don't become spiritual warriors, do we?
And absolutely. And I think, ironically, to go back to the beginning of this whole conversation, is that that's probably what the obsession with the seventh chakra is. It's how do I completely open myself to receive whatever you would like to call divine will or grace so that I live a completely authentic life. I think that's the positive side of the obsession, you know, because we worked a lot with all of these chakras too, especially in the spoken meditation part on the positive side of each of the chakras. Like, for example, the seventh would be illumination, you know, or the sixth would be a clear and vibrant intuition. But also, as you said, the guy wandering around, you know, thinking he's Jesus, that's totally unrooted. And each chakra, actually, if you, you know, study it in the yogic text, there are undercurrents, like, you know, there's guilt, shame, grief, for example, resides in the heart. And unless we, to a degree, own that, we can't just go into your heart and feel happy, 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 because most of us have had sad, sad at some moment. And so, you know, we had to work with that musically and poetically.
Yeah, the guided meditations include that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's so well said, because it's right now is such a powerful time with this CD coming out, because it really is a time. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that have to sit with something, and something very deep comes up for them, and they have to experience the emotional quality of it to move forward. Whereas maybe a year or two ago, they could just, I feel better. I'll just, you know, like you say, I'm just in that place. I've heard more and more people saying, I've really had to sit with something and let it emerge and let it come through. So I definitely think the timing of this CD is beautiful for that reason too.
Yes. We feel exactly the same, Cynthia. And we invite people, if they are in Los Angeles area, to come and experience it. We have a celebration that is completely free admission to all. Everybody are invited to experience it. And Lucinda will be there and guide people through the meditations live. And I will be there providing the music. And Dr. Richard Gold is coming from San Diego to the event, so people could meet him and ask questions. So that's all happening on September 22nd in Los Angeles. And people can look up Voyage Through the Chakras, September 22nd. If they Google that, they will find the information. Voyage Through the Chakras.
Sure, and we'll,
and we hope and to we'll bring make sure it to, we say that to people all around the world.
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Very good.
We'll there's that delay again. We'll make sure we say that at the end, if anybody doesn't have a pen and they're listening, that they can just. I think we're about to have our second break. And then when we come back, we'll have you explain, I think, the third eye chakra. And here, look at that. And we're just on time. So we'll be back. Take a deep breath. I'm going to focus on a third eye chakra a little bit when we come back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back, and I think Yuval is going to set up the third eye chakra and tell us about it, and just play a couple minutes of that.
Sure. The third eye chakra brought to us an incredible musician named James Hood, who was the drummer of the Pretenders But now he's a specialist of an instrument called Hang. It's spelled age, A-N-G, and it's kind of a steel drum in the shape of a circle. It's made from metal, and it has beautiful, enchanting sounds. And the third chakra, the third eye chakra, invited this instrument in my imagination because of the magic. I wanted to focus on magic, that the intuition, you know, to be intuitive, to be like a shaman who has an intuitive. For us human, it's kind of magical. For animals, no. For animals, they do it every day. You know, my cat uses intuition every day when he goes out to the garden. He smells and he feels where to go and where not to go. But for us human, shamanic and intuition and all that stuff seems magical. So I chose a magical instrument.
And I just wanted to add that what was so remarkable for me about that choice of instrument and the beautiful composition is that I think many people think third eye, sort of, you know, strange, ungrounded, kind of almost spooky, dark, occult, spooky Ouija board sort of things. And it was such an extraordinary pleasure to hear that Yuval had captured in the music the joy, like, you know, what is the joy of the intuition? It's sort of like when you say the word karma, people go, oh dear, cause and effect, and you go, yeah, no, there's good karma too. So this is hopefully joyous.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, I agree with you completely, Lucinda. So I think he's just setting that up. Was that 2 minutes already?
and we just wanted to say that as the music progresses, it to me, and I think many other people have commented, that it sounds like a joyous dance. And all the tracks have embedded in them affirmations. And the one that's embedded in that one is, I am attuned to the divine universal wisdom and understand the true meaning of all life. So there's a lot going on in all of the tracks. It's
subconsciously hearing it. Yeah, so subconsciously, the listener hearing again and again that affirmation as they listen to the music, that is embedded into the track.
I love that. You know, when my son used to sleep, I used to go into his room when he was young and say amazing things to him about him.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I want to do that now with my 9-year-old. That's lovely. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime they're having a difficulty with something, I would just sit there when he would be going to sleep, and I would just whisper things to him. And, of course, he was asleep, but I figure it's getting to him, right?
Sure.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, his brain is hearing it, you know. It's really important. This is really beautiful. You know, there's a connection in between what the fetus hears in the womb. Yeah. They found that if you play a toddler, the sounds of the womb, it calms them down. Mm-hmm. Somehow they do remember what they heard. So we hear since we are 5 or 7 months in the belly. Mm-hmm. We hear. So the vibration reaches us, and the vibration that you expressed at night, I'm sure affected your child's life. This is brilliant. I mean, I will try it with my kids. Yeah. Thank you so much for that gift.
Do you know, when I found out I was pregnant with him, I grew up in Vancouver, BC, and I decided I wanted to have him at St. Paul's Hospital. And they only had one natural birth room, and I wanted it. And they said, well, if it's full when you get here, I said, well, you know, they had a recorder in there, because every day I played 2 tracks of music to him and would sit with him and his soul and the belly and play that music, because I wanted him to have something from in there to as he's being born. Oh, I recognize that sound, you know, because they say that the birth is always more traumatic than the death. And who knows? I just believe that the music is so powerful. Why not? And we built a really beautiful soul-to-soul communication before he was born. So, yeah, that's off the topic, though.
How old is your son now?
Oh, gee, I stopped counting at 30. So it's like 35 or something. Because that means that I'm getting older.
Well, now you can try lullabying his children, hopefully soon.
Oh, I am so looking forward to being a grandmother. Yeah. I just want to say a quick little plug. If anybody, since we're talking about kids, the Conscious Bedtime Stories by Andrew Newman are great for that. The parents can listen to these meditations and then read those bedtime stories with their kids, or vice versa. So, okay, I think yes, okay. It's weird with this delay. I'm like, I don't want to cut you off.
don't worry. We're doing the same thing.
Okay, so I think we should maybe go right to you setting up the next one, and then we'll have a few minutes to tell everyone, remind how to get hold of you, how to get the CD and all that. So, and I want to make sure I get everything in. So I think we had asked for the heart chakra guided meditation, a couple minutes of that. So do you want to set that up for us? Who wants to talk about that?
The heart chakra, it was the first track that I composed for this album. It's the first thing that came. Although I thought I'm going to work chronologically. I like to work chronologically and build up the energy and the knowledge. But for some reason, the first time that I set to compose for this project, the heart chakra came out of me. It was the first thing. And I chose the flute. The flute is connected to the heart. That's something that I learned from the Sufis, from the Sufi tradition that I've been in touch with for many, many, many years. The heart depends on the breath, and the flute is the breath. And So I chose the Indian flute, the bansuri flute, to play for the heart chakra, and it's a really soulful, devotional, sacred music, really, that came out for the heart. And we chose a Sufi musician who's an Israeli Sufi who lived many years in India and married the daughter of the sheikh, which is incredible. He's Israeli Jewish, and here he is marrying the daughter of the sheikh in India, who's Muslim. And they made a family together. His name is Shai Bensur, and he sings and played the flute on this track. And he's now touring as the opening act for Radiohead all over the world. So people may see him if they go to a Radiohead concert anytime soon. They will see Shai performing before them. And here he is playing the heart chakra theme.
Oh, beautiful. That's great. So that's all we need then. We're ready. So everyone take a big deep breath.
Prepare to be moved.
Welcome to your heart chakra. Take 3 deep breaths. Become aware of your heart center. Place your attention on the middle of your breastbone, and as you breathe in and out, visualize the color green and spin the energetic wheel of your heart chakra clockwise. Welcome to your heart, the center of it all, the bridge between the upper and lower chakras, the transmutation bridge, where what is real and seen and touched, earth, water, fire, transforms into the invisible, where we feel the element of air, where the invisible energy of love, compassion, kindness, and forgiveness resides. The heart heals. Without our heart, we die. Who gave it to us? Who gave us our heartbeat?
Oh, it's over. Oh, that was really... You have such a beautiful voice on there, Lucinda. And that flute is wow, it's amazing.
I'm so glad you played the guided meditation so people get a feeling for what there is in this album.
And the, just so people know, that the affirmation embedded in that track is, love is the answer to everything in life, and I give and receive love effortlessly and unconditionally.
Ah,
perfect,
what a
way
world it
to
would be
conclude
if we
that
all
conversation.
Believe
it.
Yeah. Yeah. If we just all believe that. You know, I want to make sure, we can always chat for a bit if we're done, but I want to make sure we remind people, so you have if you're in the Los Angeles area, tell them again about the CD release that's going to be happening.
Yes, we have a celebration and a guided meditations evening with music and Lucinda and myself and Dr. Gold on September 22nd. It's Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and it's free. Free admission to all, everybody invited. And you can find out about it if you just Google Voyage Through the Chakras. September 22nd, you will find it. There's a Facebook event you can find. And you can find more about this album and the event on the website of the record company, which is called MetaMindfulnessMusic.com, Meta with double T. So it's M-E-T-T-A, MindfulnessMusic.com.
and your website and how people get in touch with you if they want to? Any other connections?
They can look me up at my website, which is yuvalronmusic.com. It's spelled Y-U-V-A-L at yuvalronmusic.com. They can reach me through Meta Mindfulness Music too, and they can reach Lucinda through there. They can send an email to any of those websites and write to Lucinda. We'll forward it to her, and they can look up Lucinda Clare online, and they'll find a lot of information.
Okay, that and that's a 2-CD set, and the release is on the 22nd of September. Can people purchase it now?
Yeah, it's available online at cdbaby.com or at metamindfulnessmusic.com or anywhere, iTunes, Amazon, it's all over the internet. Just just Google Voyage Through the Chakras and you'll find it.
Fantastic. It's just been an honor to have the two of you here and hear about this beautiful creation that you've all made.
Thank you for having us, Cynthia. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was really wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. We need more of that. Here we are. Isn't that perfect? It just flowed perfectly.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for joining
perfect
us.
Perfect hour with Cynthia.
Yes, yes. Thank you. All right. Have a good week, everyone, and we'll see you next week from Canada. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, be well.
Yes.